From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The FBI says it was planned. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation says authorities believe both suspects in last week's shooting in San Bernardino, California, had been radicalized for some time, and the FBI's assistant director in charge of the Los Angeles field office told reporters Monday there is evidence the two had planned their deadly attack. He added there is no evidence that the shooters were part of a broader overseas plot. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch said Monday that the Justice Department will investigate the Chicago Police Department.
The Department of Justice has opened an investigation into whether the Chicago Police Department has engaged in a pattern or practice of violations of the Constitution or federal law.
The probe follows the recent release of a video from a police shooting incident that occurred in 2014. That video shows a black suspect being shot repeatedly by a police officer. That officer, Jason Van Dyke, has been charged with first-degree murder. The release of the video triggered protests and allegations that authorities in Chicago tried to cover up the incident. An official in southern Somalia says authorities have captured an American who was a member of the militant group Al-Shabaab. The official told VOA the man surrendered in the coastal town of Barawe. He did not disclose the man's name. Election officials in Venezuela say the opposition has won control of the country's legislature, delivering a defeat to the ruling Socialist Party. Authorities say the Democratic Unity Coalition has won at least 99 of the 167 seats in the National Assembly. The price of crude oil fell more than $2 Monday to its lowest level since 2009. The Brent crude closing price was just above $40 a barrel. This is VOA News. Republican U.S. presidential frontrunner Donald Trump is calling for a total and complete ban on Muslims entering the United States until the nation's leaders can, in his words, figure out what is going on. Trump alleged that polling data shows hatred toward Americans by a large segment of the Muslim population. Controversial statements against Muslims are nothing new for Trump, who has called on the government to monitor mosques and has refused to rule out his earlier proposal to enter the names of Muslims in America into a database. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says $190 million in new U.S. aid to Ukraine will help that country implement reforms and fight corruption. The vice president spoke in Kiev on Monday during a joint briefing with Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko. A U.N. envoy says talks to end more than a year of violence in Yemen will begin December 15th. Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed said the exiled government, and Houthi rebels have committed to participating in negotiations in Switzerland next week. The U.S.-led coalition is denying a Syrian government accusation that coalition warplanes bombed a government building in Deir Ezzor province, killing 3 soldiers and wounding 13. Edward Uranian reports.
Arab media reported that 4 coalition planes bombed the position facing the Islamic State-controlled town of Ayash and that 9 missiles hit the area. Government armored vehicles were also reportedly destroyed. U.S.-led coalition spokesman Colonel Steve Warren, however, insisted from his headquarters in Baghdad Monday that coalition forces were not responsible. He said that coalition warplanes only targeted an area 55 kilometers north of the government position. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Pentagon spokesman Captain Jeff Davis says a December 2nd airstrike in Somalia killed Abraham Sandhare, a senior member of the militant group Al-Shabaab. The Pentagon also says an airstrike last month killed Abul Nabil. He was head of the Islamic State group in Libya. The United Nations has made its biggest ever humanitarian appeal to deal with a growing number of crises around the world. The UN and affiliated agencies are seeking $20.1 billion in funding to help some 87 billion people in 37 different regions and countries next year. Several dozen Americans who survived the Japanese attack on the U.S. Navy base at Pearl Harbor in Hawaii in 1941 gathered Monday to commemorate the anniversary of the bombing. The Navy destroyer USS Preble sounded its whistle at 7:55 a.m., the exact moment the attack began 74 years ago. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.